Welcome to Quickies.
Hey, this is Karan here, and you're listening to the one-stop shop for celebrity news and entertainment, In.com's Quickies. So over the next 5 minutes or so, we're going to bring you up to speed with everything you need to know for today. So let's get right into it. Saif Ali Khan and Nawazuddin Siddiqui are two of the lead actors in the popular Netflix show Sacred Games. And as exciting as the TV show is, and with the release of the second season around the corner, what we were curious about is whether Saif Ali Khan's family members watch and follow the show too. So it turns out that Kareena Kapoor Khan and Sara Ali Khan have both seen the show, although according to Saif, they haven't followed it like the other fans have. And rather than take insult, he's actually quite okay with that, seeing as he hasn't exactly acted in the show for their viewing pleasure. Saif is also excited to be a part of the new season, which he says is even more thrilling. Apparently, the narrative gets faster as the show is nearing conclusion, and while earlier it was just sleeping pills, now there are drugs, and all the more drama, sex, violence, nightmares, etc. Sounds exciting! Also, unlike last season, which had Saif being directed by Vikramaditya Motwani, this time around, it's Neeraj Ghewan who is at the director's end of Saif's part. And Saif seems to be super happy with the ways and approach of his new director as well. As for Nawazuddin Siddiqui's part in the show, he continues to be directed by Anurag Kashyap. The first surprise after KGF Chapter 1, the highest-grossing Kannada film starring Kannada superstar Yash, was that the hinted-at sequel happened within a year of the first movie that launched in 2018. The second surprise was that KGF Chapter 2, which started rolling a couple of months back, had the presence of a certain superstar in it, which was kept under wraps for the longest time until now. On the occasion of the 60th birthday of actor Sanjay Dutt, his role in the film has also been revealed with the first look of his character Adhira, the antagonist. And his look is pretty villainous to say the least. Also, according to lead actor Yash, the sequel is going to be bigger and better, and he's looking forward to playing Rocky Bhai's character again. The KGF series revolves around Raja Krishnappa Bhairya, also known as Rocky, a poor man who lands up in Bombay in the 60s and soon channelizes himself to achieve power and money. KGF 2 will also feature actor Srinidhi Shetty as the female lead, and the actress is pretty elated that her debut film is going to be of this caliber and scale. Turns out that the bad boy of Bollywood rapper Badshah, unlike typical bad boys who never regret or apologize for anything they say, isn't as bad boy as he's portrayed to be. Badshah debuted as a guest on the last season of Coffee with Karan, where he ended up calling Kartik Aaryan the most overrated actor. But now, according to his latest interview, it looks like the rapper regrets his decision and said that he's taking back his statement. In a recent talk with Mumbai Mirror, he said that he doesn't know why he named Kartik Aaryan, and it was possibly because he was talking about him during the break. And although he labeled Kartik as overrated, he actually thinks he's a brilliant actor with a very good script sense. The singer also said that he talked to Aaryan after the incident and told him that he was only acting and didn't actually mean the statement. Kartik seems to have taken it pretty well though and jokingly responded, "Beta abhi tu dekh." Meanwhile, Badshah is all set to make his debut as an actor in Shilpi Dasgupta's Khandani Shafakhana. The film has Sonakshi Sinha in it playing baby Bedi, a woman who has inherited her uncle's sex clinic and tries to make it popular by normalizing conversations around sex. As for Badshah's character, it is pretty close to his own real-life persona as he plays a celebrity musician who's approached by Sonakshi to endorse her sex clinic. So it looks like he won't have much acting to do. Sadak 2 has been an exciting film project for a number of reasons. For starters, it marks Mahesh Bhatt's return to the director's seat after almost 20 years. And also, it was the first time Alia Bhatt was on sets with her father under his directorship. And the actress has been super excited about working with her father for the first time. Speaking to PTI earlier, she has said it will never be easy as she doesn't know him as a director and only knows him as a dad. And working with him as a director will be a different ballgame altogether. In an Instagram story that she had put up earlier, she also talked about how her father's energy on the set was more than the entire crew combined. Recently, after the film's wrap, her sister Pooja Bhatt shared a picture of them sharing a lovely moment with their father as the two leaned their heads on his shoulder. Sadak 2 is a direct sequel to Mahesh Bhatt's Sadak of 1991. The film will see Sanjay Dutt and Pooja reprise their roles from the first, while Aditya Roy Kapoor and Alia will be the newcomers joining in. The story will revolve around Sanjay's character who suffers from depression and ends up helping Alia expose a corrupt godman played by Makarand Deshpande. The film is expected to release on July 10th, 2020. Mahesh Bhatt and Sanjay Dutt go way back. all the way to 1986 when they joined hands for the first time and made cult crime thriller Naam happen. Their most memorable work together, however, was for Sadak in 1991, which is the most widely acclaimed film ever helmed by Bhatt and one of the most successful films Dutt has been a part of. As the film is all ready to have a sequel, with Mahesh coming back to the director's chair after almost 20 years, a trip down memory lane was quite overdue, especially amidst the celebration of Sanjay Dutt's 60th birthday on Monday. And for this occasion, Mahesh took the time and effort to write Sanjay a long, heartfelt letter. The letter was full of admiration and covered the boundaries of how Dutt, a man of steel, has swum through loads of bad times but only went on to become a better individual. It talks about his real-life experience showing on his face, his suffering in periods of solitude in prison, and how it brought out a deep love, compassion, and understanding in him. What a beautiful relationship they must share for Mahesh to take the effort to write something like this. Sanjay must be all smiles and loves after reading the letter.
The Quickies on In.com.